The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
So, my developing opinion is that I'm prone to believe the Patriots, too, on this one. I am. More an innocent mistake than anything else. Football wasn't involved, etc., etc. That's where I am on it. Those are just the facts. I am a slave to the facts at the end of the day. I would love to sit here and kick the crap out of the Patriots day in, day out with my highlighters and all of that, but I don't think this is one of these cases. I don't. That's where I come from on this. I don't totally, though, like, say that that's all in the clear. In other words, I think there have been some half-truths and massaging of the truths that get my attention that don't allow me to fully say there's nothing to see here. And that's just a clunky way of saying I still think they're massaging some of the stuff, which gets my antenna up. If you've got a massage when Belichick knew about it, then what else are you massaging? And that one we talked about yesterday, and that was just a freaking, to me, that was just a red herring. It was just, Bill, when did you find out about this? Well, sometime Monday afternoon. Your guy got confronted in an opposing press box on Sunday afternoon and had tape confiscated of something he was filming. And no one that's impossible to believe. There was a camera crew following one of your scouts. They confronted the camera crew and confiscated his tape. And that doesn't get to you till the next day? When you start doing interviews or something?
That's a crock.
Come on, man. Like, so if you're fudging that, what else are you fudging? And then again, in some of the stories, I just see some fudging. The whole thing about the independent contractor is nonsense. The producer who set up the shot, set up the camera, arranged for what they were shooting, was the full-time guy. And those quote-unquote independent contractors work with the Kraft Sports production crew. Okay, they're not out-of-towners. They're not strangers. They're not one-offers. There's guys who they're on the Kraft crew. They're on the crew that does other stuff for Kraft Sports Production. So that's just sort of it's a way to divert your attention or to get to plant this seed that, oh, they were actual guys who aren't even with us who were acting on their own or something. You know, like just sort of plants this seed and
I think it's extreme measures to keep Bill away from this and football ops away from this as far as possible, which I do believe that they are. I think it is a dumb mistake that happened, but you know, look, them admitting that it was a mistake, great. But really, like, admit to all of it, too. Like, you don't have to go and do all this extra stuff.
Okay, I also found in Jeff Howe, right, the extra stuff is what gets me, Murray. Right, yeah. The extra stuff. Just tell it what it is. We sent a crew there. They effed up and taped something they shouldn't have taped. That's it. We sent a crew there. Not partly made up of independent contractors. So sort of planting that seed, like, oh, who was doing what? They weren't even our guys. Now stop with that. If you're going to take responsibility, take responsibility. In Jeff Howe's story as well, they say that the Kraft Sports Productions and the producer, who is a full-time Kraft Sports Productions producer, didn't know the rule that he can't shoot the other sidelines because Kraft Sports Productions is granted privileged video access behind the Patriots bench during home games. NFL Films and the Broadcasting Network are the only other two crews allowed behind the bench during games. The producer didn't recognize their preferred game day access was restricted solely to the Patriots bench and not to other teams. So this guy didn't know I can't shoot the other sideline. I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe that he doesn't know that he's not allowed to go around behind the other bench and shoot their whiteboard or shoot what they're looking at, like shoot all their, like put a parabolic mic up behind Andy Reid and record what he's saying. He's not allowed to do that. Oh, I didn't know that. I find that hard to believe.
Okay. So again, I don't feel the same way you do about this sort of stuff. Cause again, I just don't have the same standards or expectations for people doing the right thing that you do. People are dumb. No, I say this, and I'm not excluding myself, by the way. You know how many stupid mistakes I've made? Oh, right, I can't do that. Sorry. And I'm not making an excuse for the guy. I'm just telling you, I can totally see where he just brain locked and didn't think of it.
Okay, so.
I could totally see that. I'll tell you what bugs me about the story. And again, I tend to go back to Bill on this, okay? Because I got this thing about people who work for teams that get thrown under the bus when something goes wrong, like the John Jastrzemskis of the world. What did Jastrzemski do wrong exactly?
Followed orders.
He did what they told him to do.
Yeah.
He's just a guy who works there and earns a living. So then I read in Jeff Howe's story, Bill Belichick was furious upon learning of the incident and said he had nothing to do with it. I get why Bill's mad, because people will look at it and think that Bill's up to something again. And why will they think that, Bill? Why will they think that? Because 12 years ago, you were up to something. Well, yeah, but it was 12 years. I mean, I don't outlive it after 12 years. No, you don't. No, nobody does. The big mistakes, we never outlive. They haunt us forever. That's the point. That's why it was such a stupid thing to do in the first place. You don't outrun that stuff. Nobody does. I can cite a million people who've never outrun stupid mistakes. So, at the end of the day, what are you really mad at? So, anyway, go ahead.
So, also, this whole thing, so this part too, again, in the house story in The Athletic. The producer, who was wearing Boston Bruins gear, still my favorite detail, he set up a fixed video camera near the Patriots scout, and the camera was connected to a monitor, which showed footage in real time. Anyone in proximity to the monitor could have seen what the camera was shooting. The Athletic story says that this video crew was conspicuous. Okay? So the implication here is that it was obvious what they were doing. They weren't trying to hide anything. They were conspicuous. It was right there in the open, which is another sign that they weren't up to anything because they or didn't know that what they were doing was wrong because they didn't try and hide it. But the point that stands out to me is that the producer set up a fixed video camera near the Patriots scout. Huh. So how do the Bengals personnel notice and not the Patriots scout? Don't tell me the Patriots scout doesn't know the rules.
Okay, no. So that one I agree with you.
The Patriots scout's job is to scout the opponent, advance the opponent. He knows. Right? You're not allowed to film the opponent's sideline. Period. That's against the rules. It's like, especially if you work for the Patriots, it'd be like the first thing on the board. First thing on your list, you can't film the opponent's sidelines. Yet they were doing it so obviously and so conspicuously that the Bengals noticed, the NFL got involved, there was a whole thing in the press box, and the Patriots scout just sat there? What are you guys doing? I don't know what you're doing. Or go ahead and shoot it. This is cool. Like, what? So, like that, someone's got to close that loop for me.
Yeah, so that one, again, I don't disagree with you on that one. The scout should have had a clue.
Give me a break.
The scout should have had a clue.
Okay, so there's just little things like that I just, let's not BS a BSer. If we're going to be honest and take responsibility, then let's take full responsibility. And let's not try and give me half-truths or fudgicles and fudge this, fudge that, massage this, massage that. It was your crew. They taped the wrong thing. Period. Paragraph. That's it. And anytime they try and throw that in there, it's like, well, no, he wasn't calling himself the deflator because he wanted to lose weight. You when you try and massage it too much, then you lose your credibility. Finally, it turns out, this was interesting. Yesterday, we were going off the other Athletic report from the Cincinnati side that the Patriots shot the Bengals sideline for 8 minutes. And someone brought up in an email, and we pointed out several times that, well, let's just wait to see if that pans out. Because, after all, 11 of 12 balls were originally 2 pounds PSI under when they originally, the Mort report on the Deflategate turned out to be false. Okay, turned out to be a bad report. 11 of 12 were not 2 PSI under. They were like 1.5 or 1.25, but, whatever. That report was not what it stacked up to be. So let's wait to reserve judgment until we find out the 8-minute video shoot was right or wrong. Turns out it was wrong. Turns out it was worse. Turns out the 8 minutes was what the Bengals shot of you. The 8 minutes was just the portion the Bengals recorded over your shoulder, recording you, recording them. You had been doing it the entire quarter. So you had been doing it for what, 25, 30, 35 minutes, whatever that first, until they interrupted you, you would have kept doing it. Until they stopped it. So the 8 minutes, actually, that would have been better for you. It turns out it was much more than 8 minutes. And then I go back to, again, Well, did you need a whole quarter for one cutaway showing the opposing coach? Because, you know, I understand you may have needed one cutaway, but it's a 10 to 15 minute .com video. You needed 30 minutes of B-roll solid on the Bengals coaches. I still have a hard one with that. I'm still not going to budge on that one. That, to me, it's tough to explain that one.
Yeah, look, again, I mean, if the football operation was involved or behind it in any way, shape, or form, then those things would suggest that.
So,
right? I mean,
okay,
what the hell does a TV crew need that much time for?
So I don't believe the football department was behind it. I don't. But as we said yesterday, is there an understanding that if you get that kind of stuff, they can use it? Is there is there just a culture of sneaking around with cameras? Because that's what it always used to be. This team is known to sneak around with cameras. And it's just, if you can get it, get it. Ernie, can you? So I've said that a million times. So, like, it's not directly ordered by the football department. They didn't know they were doing it. They didn't ask him to do it. They didn't tell him to do it. They didn't even know they were doing it. But the guy knows. You know? Ernie uses this stuff. If we can. You know, like that sort of thing. That's the only place that would come in. But 30-plus minutes of the sideline for a cutaway?
Feels like a long time.
Oh, boy, it does. Oh, boy, it does.
It's a long time.
Okay, so Goodell spoke about it today. He was asked about it. He said they're going to wait to gather all the facts. The usual Goodell nonsense. He did not. It's really more telling to me what he did not say. And what he did not say was that we've seen the tape. We understand what happened, and we hope to have a quick resolution, which is sort of what the reporting has been and what was my understanding of what was going to happen this week. And he didn't really reflect that. Maybe he's clueless. Maybe he's out of the loop, you know, as tends to happen with him, just the empty suit up there at the podium. But he did not strike the tone of, we've seen it, we know what happened, and you'll be hearing from us soon. That did not happen today at those owners' meetings. So I don't know if that's good news. Because if there's an investigation, like anything, Maz, the longer you look at an X-ray, the more likely you are to find something.
Oh, absolutely.
So if there's an investigation, the longer it goes, you know, the more apt they are to find something or something come out of the woodwork. So,
well, particularly if you don't trust the person's, you know, on the X-ray in the first place.
Yes.
Right?
And he said, you know, he was asked point blank, does the Patriots' history weigh into this? And he said, yes, it does. The current facts are more important, but the history does weigh in. So he did acknowledge that. All right, so there's your reset on the taping thing. We'll get back to this and the football items right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Failure's 95, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's...
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Maz.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know that you said that, you know, football and the team production side are different entities. You guys did
the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we had no involvement in it.
You guys had a scout in the Cleveland press box. So was he aware of the rules that you can't film from the press box?
He was doing his job. That's what he was doing. He was doing his job. Like we all tried to do. That's what the football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff did last week, to try to do their job for Kansas City, and then Cincinnati, and then Buffalo next week. And that's it.
That was Belichick today at Gillette. We continue with your reaction to this and everything else. Brady's future, etc. Let's grab Ryan in Boston. Hi, Ryan. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm with the both of you guys. I think this is a complete just boneheaded play and nothing nefarious going on. But my question is this. Hypothetically, if this had occurred a week prior and it was the Chiefs sidelines that they were recording, you know, going into a potential second-round playoff matchup this year, what kind of media coverage would this get? Would it be a complete circus? And would you guys still have the same feelings on the fact that there's no nefarious activity?
I mean, you know, I mean, forget the media circus. I mean, I don't know. If it was the exact same story with a film crew, with a scout that was that obvious in the press box, I don't know. Maybe I would feel it's the fact that it's the Bengals doesn't change my feeling about the thing, because I think when the Patriots are cheating, they're cheating against everybody. And I'm not saying they're doing it in this case, but I'm just
sure,
you know,
that it's systematic.
Yeah. When they back in the old days, when Spygate was Spygate, they were running around with cameras against everyone. They didn't discriminate against the team. They didn't, you know, look at the team's record before they decided whether to film them or not. They filmed them.
What about the national perception?
And when they deflated the balls, they deflated the balls against all of them.
Oh, yeah. Nationally? Oh, boy.
Okay.
If this happened going into the Chiefs, yeah, it'd be way worse.
The perception would be different.
Yeah.
But my feelings on it wouldn't be any.
No. So, again, and I cited Mad Dog. I was listening to Mad Dog on the way home last night. And Mad Dog said that he thought this story was a nothing story. But in the process, he did say it's the Bengals. The Patriots aren't stealing anything from the Bengals.
Right.
Okay, so
helps the Patriots.
It does. No question it does, because the Bengals are such a laughing stock. They're so pathetic that everybody looks at it and goes, ah, come on. Pats aren't that stupid, and it's the Bengals. What do you have to steal from the Bengals? How to fumble?
Ryan and Wilbraham on Brady and stepping down from Best Buddies. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to touch base. Yeah, Brady stepping down as the honorary co-chair. I guess he's being the global ambassador now, but Edelman and Tatum stepping up as the co-chairs. I mean, I think it just only fuels the fire that he's either leaving or retiring. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes. He negotiates the franchise tag out of his contract, which automatically voids the last day of the league year. He puts his house on the market. His trainer and best friend puts his house on the market. His dad says, well, if the Patriots don't want to play for him or don't want him, he'll go play for somebody else. I'm sure there's a lot of teams that would want Tommy. And he says point blank, he wants to keep playing. And now he disassociates himself from his, you know, prominent spot on a prominent local charity of the last 16 years. How else do you read that? All that?
He's packing up the boxes.
Right. Like, I don't know how else to read that.
No, listen, it's the end of summer, pal. You bring in the furniture, you store it in the garage, you pack up the boxes, you move. That's what you do. And so it feels to me like that's what... Now, again, he's Tom Brady, so in a moment's notice, all that can be reversed. He can buy a condo or rent a condo. He can do it all in an instant. But you don't go through those steps for nothing. No way.
Adam in Florida. What do you got for us, Adam?
Hey there. Thanks for taking the call, guys. So do you think that the handshake with Zach Taylor and Bill Belichick is going to be awkward after this game? And then one other quick question. Do you feel that this controversy will impact the play on the field, even though the Patriots should totally blow them out in their favor by 9 points? Just wondered your thoughts.
I think it's 0.0 on the field. I've rarely seen any of these impact them on the field. And I wouldn't say – I said rarely because people say it never impacted them on the field is wrong. I mean, I was there for the Lawyer Malloy game. Like that, them whacking Lawyer Malloy 5 days before that Buffalo game clearly left a mark. I'm trying to think if – you know, I think there's been positive marks left. But either way, this is about, you know, at worst, Ernie Adams and his doings in the back rooms in the dungeon, or at best, just a production guy that made the wrong call. So like, it doesn't even touch football, don't even touch the players.
No, and the only thing I would say about the handshake is if, you know, it's true that Zach Taylor and the Bengals, I almost said the Browns, the Bengals were livid. If Bill called them and they had a nasty exchange on the phone or something,
sure.
Well, then the handshake might be awkward. But, you know.
And in that case, even who cares?
Right, exactly.
Like, Zach Taylor, who are you? You'll be a coordinator like after you get fired from this job for the rest of your NFL career.
I mean, the Bengals' involvement in this thing concerns me, too, because it's the Bengals.
It's the Bengals. So, but if the Patriots, if this is all on the level, and what happened is what the Patriots say happened, then the Bengals' tape that they took should back it all up. The Bengals should have viewed this tape. The Patriots, Robert, Bill, should have called the Bengals directly. Robert should have called Mike Brown. Bill should have called Zach Taylor. They should have all talked this out. You saw what happened. Our sincerest apologies. It was not intent, you know, and you can see it on the tape when you apprehended the guy. He had no clue what was going on. You can see it. And cooler heads should prevail, and Cincinnati should call off the dogs. And that should be that. They should get their fine, their obligatory fine from the league, and they should all move on. If Cincinnati, if all that's in place and Cincinnati's still raising a stink, then shame on them. Like, come on, guys.
I know, let it go.
Like, but like,
right, and I get why they don't. I'm not. I'm, you know, if there's a legit issue there, then dig in.
Absolutely. But and I don't blame you for being pissed that day.
No, no. But if there's not, don't just kick up a storm to kick up a storm. Everybody hates that.
Curtis in the car on this story. Yes, Curtis. Hi.
Gentlemen, very quickly, you know, the time, Paul Perillo even made a point to mention it today. He said he didn't find out until Monday morning or afternoon. That is ridiculous. Bill didn't know, okay, because it's not connected to football. This guy's high up in that department. You're telling me this scout didn't call immediately after he got a second to go, hey, man, we just got to get out of here. Two, the whole notion that, you know, Bill, we're just believing him. Why? Because Bill said it didn't happen. You would give your kids, your own children, less of a benefit of a doubt if they had repeated something two, three times and then told, oh, I didn't, come on. It's absolutely, literally, your own children, you wouldn't give the same benefit of a doubt that you're giving to Bill Belichick
okay.
right now.
Curtis, it's fair. Why do we believe the Patriots?
Because I find this particular scenario so like...
Well, no, but let's start with the first thing, if we're being honest. We know people who work for the team.
Oh, sure, sure.
We just have one in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Who work for that part of it and are genuine in telling people, us, what happened.
Yeah.
So I don't think Paul Perillo comes in here and lies his face off to us for 60 minutes.
No, but I'll tell you what, from the second we heard this thing.
And so that's, but that's one, and 1A is they can't possibly be that stupid.
Yeah. From the second we heard this thing, I said, something got crossed up here. From the second we heard it, I said, no. There's no way they sent their, because we all know that they, you know, Kraft Productions and their you know, their website, their whole operation there, they're doing a million things. Like, so I heard this and said, something got screwed up here. There's no way. The Patriots are going to sit in the press box, shoot the opposing sideline, and give the tape to Ernie Adams and Bill? Like, no way. No, if that's
hold on. So I don't believe them 100%. I think they went there to film the thing on the scout. And the football department had no idea about it, and they screwed up. That's what I believe. If they walked back to Boston with the tape of 35 minutes of the sideline, and no one stopped them, and no one knew the wiser, and they had the tape of the sideline, I think Ernie would have watched it.
So maybe, okay, but again, like, I don't think it was done, though, with the intent of doing this,
no.
Is what I'm saying.
Nope.
Like, this is what the Patriots now have this operation going where they're asking Kraft Productions to, in the press box, do it. No way.
Man,
on the sideline with duct tape over the shirt? Fine.
Right. Well,
we know that happened.
If that Bengals video shows them tapping the guy on the shoulder who's holding the camera, the producer, and he turns around and says, photographer 138, then we have a problem.
Then we have a problem. Correct.
I just have a feeling that instead he's wearing a Moog jersey.
Yeah, I just think it is. It's a misunderstanding or a mistake or ineptitude, or at worst, maybe that camera guy was like trying to make a name for himself with Ernie, and he filmed it, and like you said, when he comes back, he's like, oh, I also got this. Which, like, what are you doing? And I don't think that's what happened. I just think it's, I do think it's stupidity and a mistake.
We've got.
Based on what we've heard.
Matt in New Orleans. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Matt from New Orleans. I lived in Massachusetts all my life. I got a different take on this thing.
Okay.
I think Belichick's a genius. He's doing this to motivate the team. They need a shot in the arm.
How does this give him a shot in the arm?
Because it's the Patriots against the world again, just like in 2007.
So, I don't think...
This is why I have no hope for humanity, because we've now gotten emails about this, plural. I've now heard this same call multiple times to multiple shows. I have no hope for humanity. If you legitimately believe this, that this was a master plan by Belichick to concoct this whole thing, to motivate the team, well, you're an idiot of the highest order. He wanted this to happen?
I don't think this is going to happen, but the worst case scenario is Bill Belichick gets suspended for a year or more.
Forever, okay. Given the track record.
Yes, he's on double secret probation after Spygate. If he, you know, violates another league rule, he's gone. He's going to risk that to motivate his team?
Against Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Miami? Against anyone?
Yeah, but Felger, he's a step ahead of you.
No, no. This is a guy who's now, again, he's going to Canton. He's the greatest coach of all time. He's on the NFL Network 100. You know, like, he's a centerpiece guy on this special on NFL Network. Like, he is a...
They built the whole programming around him.
He's a living legacy. He's a living legend, legacy. He's going to risk all that to motivate his team?
Yeah, because Brady's been bad. The young guys don't get it. This is why you always say, Maz, you want to come back as Bill Belichick. This is why I joke Bill Jong-un. He plays Pebble Beach. He shoots an 18. Everything he does is the right thing.
I'm telling you, seriously, you put down the list. Who would you like to be reincarnated as? Take your pick. All the famous people in the world. JFK, someone who lived like sort of, you know.
Oh, no. I said Danny Ainge.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Bill gets criticized more than Danny.
Brad Pitt. Some guy who's hung like a camel.
Pitt's up there.
Okay, who else? I mean, like, take your pick. Who else? Maybe he'd come back as a woman. I don't know. You take your pick. Me, Belichick. Because no matter what I did.
Of course, Maz says someone hung like a camel.
Wants to come back with, like, the weaponry of secretariat or something.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to cover all the bases, Murray. Yeah. But really, no, me, though, I'm picking Belichick. Whether he's hung like a camel or not. I want to be Bill because no matter what I do, everybody thinks it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. I'm mentally a step ahead of everybody.
Call me crazy. I don't think this one was planned. Here's Murray's update. Goodell spoke about the situation today in Dallas. We'll give you that right after these words.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great tasting ice cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Roger, on the Patriots issue, what are your thoughts on the Patriots situation, and when do you anticipate having a resolution?
Judy, I've actually been down here almost the entire time, so I've only had an opportunity to spend some time with a couple of our staff. You know, obviously it's under review. We're going to be thorough. We're going to take our time and make sure we look at everything that's pertinent here, and then we'll make a decision, and obviously... It won't be much time before we make a decision when you hear about it. So,
yeah. If I can follow up on Judy's question, you mentioned you'll review all the factors. What kind of factor is the Patriots' history of having previous taping incidents play in that investigation?
Of course, that's a factor. But I think the key things are the new information that we have. That information we obviously already have. But I think the issue is what information do we have from this incident?
Do you anticipate a decision by the end of the season?
I don't have an anticipation. We're going to be thorough, and we're going to get all the facts, and we'll go from there.
So you read anything there? Can you read anything there?
No,
just
but
empty suit.
I will say,
that if was I'm Goodell the, today, by the way.
If I'm the Patriots, I would have been hoping for something much more like. Definitive in terms of, guys, we really don't think this is much of anything, you know, we were looking into it, but this feels like a very minor thing.
Oh my God, that would be a great outcome. I thought a more realistic outcome would just be, we've seen the tape, we know what happens, and you'll hear from us soon. Like, that's all. Like, if that were the case, then okay, cut and dried.
Well, that's how it's been reported up until hearing this. So now that doesn't make me feel all that great. Or, best case scenario, and you can't put this past the ginger hammer, because, boy, he comes off as a boob every time he's in front of a microphone. Maybe he's just been too busy to look into it. And, you know, he's just basically as a mouthpiece right now and be like, I haven't got to it yet, so let me say this. So it makes it look like I've actually, like, you know, been involved with this situation.
It's all possible. But he's not going to give him an exoneration here today, Maz, but there could be a hint. You know, if it's quick, that's good news for you.
Sure.
Quick is good. Quick is good because your story matches up to what's on tape. The Bengals have calmed down. Everyone's good. We okay? Okay. Here's the fine.
Let's move on.
Let's go. All right. So quick is good.
It's a good point. The more it drags out, the worse it's going
to
be.
And, you know, just to go back to Deflategate, Ted Wells didn't find those emails, you know, Dorito Dink and all this. Tom must be really pissed. Yeah, the only thing to be pissed about is the only thing more deflating is this passer rating, son. Like, I can recite those text messages for you if you want. They didn't find them till way deep in the process because, well, they didn't have anything to begin with. They kept digging and digging and digging and digging, and finally it came up with something. You look at an X-ray or an MRI long enough, you're going to find something. So you never go get one of those full body scans. You don't want to know what's in there.
No.
The longer you look, the worse it is. So the longer the thing goes, the more chance there is for another team to call up and say, now that you mention it, this crew was doing something funny once before. We didn't mention it at the time, but now since this is on the table, we thought you should know. And then another team calls and says, well, now that you're on it, we had a game at Gillette this year where this guy was over here and he wasn't supposed to be there, and our guy didn't mention it, but I'm going to mention it now because I know you're looking at it. And now you've got a pattern or three things, and now you're looking at trouble.
Remember the Bills thing from earlier this year?
What was the Bills thing?
Remember they got some guys got shoot off, some Patriots staffers got shoot off by
Sean
McDermott.
Oh, yeah, right before the game.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Right before, you don't remember that?
Yeah, in Buffalo, don't you remember?
Oh, was it during the warm-ups? They were on the other side of the field.
Yeah, and McDermott was yelling at him, like all red-assed, like, get off. And the two staffers wearing the Patriots gear were like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yes, I do remember this. Were they cameramen?
No,
that I remember.
No gear or anything like that. But so I'm just, the only reason I bring that up, so you say, like, you know, now this gives an opportunity to the Bills, who you still have to play here in a couple of weeks, maybe they be a pain in the ass, and say, like, well, what was this about? So this is why this investigation lasts longer. Like, I don't know. I don't feel great about hearing that today. This thing has felt kind of cut and dry, and it's been one big misunderstanding, and I'm taking their word at that. Love to see the tape. I have to believe it's one big misunderstanding. That's how I feel about it, but they're going to drag this out. That just gives more opportunity for these other teams to be like, well, what was this about? What was this? Oh, hey, I remember that.
Exactly. Stu, do you have a thought? You're kind of close to the microphone there.
I was going to emphasize the Bills thing with McDermott that I remember, too, that he was shooing people off the field. And wasn't it? Nah, I don't want to speculate as to who I might think it is.
So as you were talking, two things popped in my head.
I don't need
head.
That phone call on my way home.
First of all.
Well, no, Ernie loves to stand behind the like everyone, like, I mean, players used to tell me they'd be with the punters, they'd be punting, warming up punting. And Ernie would be standing behind him, not saying anything, just standing there staring at him. He's like, Ernie, what are you looking at? And, like, I don't know if it was Ernie or not, but he had a habit to sort of, like, creep up on people from behind. Like, what are you looking at, Ernie?
So as you were talking about Deflategate and the text messages, I immediately thought of Deflate losing weight. Are you kidding me with that bull crap? They gave that. And the Wells report in context still exists. It's still up there.
Oh, no. That thing's like, that's carbon. That's going nowhere. That's going to be there forever, pal.
Yeah, no, it's been preserved.
No,
that's in formaldehyde. But, yeah.
Social archaeologists are going to be going through our society, you know, in 1,000 years when we're rubble, and they're going to come across that and go, what the hell is this?
WellsReportContext.com. The background and myths of Deflategate separating fact from fiction. Oh, boy. I wonder if there's anything new in here, now that I think of it.
The thing about that Goodell cut that we just played, that was all from today, that was all on Deflategate 2. You could play that clip from Deflategate 1, from Spygate 1, I mean. Right. You know, you could play, like, it's the same freaking crap.
I'll tell you, they must, you know, seriously, I get why they're agitated down there, I do. And by down there, I mean in Foxborough. It's like they can't help but step in it sometimes. It's amazing.
So we continue with your thoughts here to wrap it up. We've got Chad in Groveland on Brady and his future. Hi, Chad.
Hello. It's pretty apparent that Brady is leaving. That seems to be a fact with everything you just said in the last segment. TB12, taking a dump around here. He's got to go out west. My question to you is, we booed Vinatieri, 70,000, half in the bag fans. Do we boo Brady on his return?
No, please. No, my God. No. Yeah, it'd be so great. He comes back here with another team. Oh, how dramatic is that? Bill versus Brady at Gillette. Oh, God. Oh, I can't. I guess.
Can you imagine what that week would be like?
I get queasy just thinking of this. That's so good.
Imagine Brady doing his weekly opponent presser in Miami talking about coming back to play the Patriots.
Just all of it. There's just so much. It'd be so much there. Gold. Gold
I remember
mine.
How exciting those Tuna Bowls were. This would be that times a billion.
Oh, there! I don't think there's any better. I don't know if there'd be a bet like...
The Tuna Bowls. I love those. You know, those were good.
That first one went into overtime.
It was great.
By. Oh, I remember it like yesterday.
Great.
Awesome
Those were fun games. Those were all
chaos. Oh, it was great.
So put that one on steroids, and that's what you get here.
Absolutely. Times a million.
Paul in Vegas. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What do you got?
So the Patriots, you know, they're known for paying attention to detail. You know, they during all these championship runs, except for when it comes to a cheating scandal. That's everybody else's fault. Nobody knows what's going on. Okay, the Patriots absolutely positively were there to videotape the new head coach and the new defensive coordinator that they haven't seen. There's too many excuses for the Patriots. If I'm walking down the street and I see a lady working in her yard, I don't think nothing of it. But then when I come up next to her and she's actually killing her husband, not working in her yard, I'm going to whip out my phone and videotape it.
I don't quite get that analogy.
Me neither. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't think it works.
He was very animated, though. I liked it.
Yeah, I was going to say something, and then I got lost in his last analogy.
Tell you, you raise a good point, though.
I can't remember what he was
like. This whole idea that they would go to Cincinnati and videotape Zach Taylor because he's a new coach, new operation, blah, blah, blah. The potential ramifications for Belichick.
He has so much to lose at this point.
Oh, my gosh, they're huge. The consequences for Bill are absolutely enormous, which, again, explains the emotional response if he was, quote-unquote, according to Jeff Howe, furious when he heard about this, because Bill knows. Bill knows what the consequences are.
I mean, just to sort of drive it home, I think he survived Spygate enough to be... I mean, Brady, Belichick, these are iconic. These are the kind of guys you name trophies after. You know... and eventually, like, Super Bowl MVP, I wouldn't be surprised if they call it the Brady Trophy or something. Like, I mean, you're going to name things after these guys.
It's too much legacy at stake.
It's just massive living legacy, living legend, living league cornerstone, historical cornerstone. Is going to blow that on ordering some Schmuckola video crew to go tape Zach Taylor?
Yeah.
No way.
Now, look, you know, someone will tell you, I mean, critics will tell you, or skeptics will tell you, that when people are pathological, they can't control themselves, right? And, you know, Bill's a pathological cheater is what they'll tell you. I don't believe that. I think he's too smart and too shrewd for that. And I'm not sure it's even just a suspension. Like, when Deflategate happened, my initial response was they have to keep this away from Bill. If this goes to Bill, he's done. The Crafts will fire him. There's no way that they could bring him back. How, you two-time cheater? You're going to bring him back? No shot. I think that's what I felt at that time. I have to go back and listen.
Okay, so again, I think there's no direct involvement there, but I do allow for, I'm not letting them off the hook 100%, because I still think there's a chance there's a culture there of sneaking around. It's kind of a sneaky team, and if you can get it, grab it. And if there's an edge there to be had, have it. And if you can get the sideline, get the sideline, or you can use it. I think there's a chance that that still exists. And so I'm not completely exonerating him, but it's just impossible for me to believe that the football department knew about it, ordered it, condoned it. I mean, impossible. Nick in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I wanted to float the idea of Robert Kraft just being a really bad gambler to begin with. As much as we talk about this being Kraft Productions and trying not to connect a Bill with it, is this more along the lines of Kraft being a bad gambler and losing control of his organization and what he has in mind for his organization?
I don't know. What's the gamble?
So him having all these production companies, quote-unquote, right, out there looking at all these different teams with the hope you don't get caught. Well, he's got a big enough bank that's not directly affecting him on the field when these accusations come out.
Okay, so I don't quite get it, but Maz raised something earlier about it's, I don't know, by just having that film crew, are you sort of inviting some trouble? given your history with film, with filming and taping, and these guys are running around looking for content and running around different parts of your stadium, other stadiums, and are you sort of opening yourself up there with
like,
that?
Like, I just wonder, you know, I don't know how many teams have their own production company, but, like, do you have to have that? Is it necessary? Is it, like, you know, and of course it's not necessary. I guess I just wonder if you start delving into so many things,
more things can go wrong.
Well, right. Yeah. And as anybody as part of a large corporation will tell you, the left hand's doing something the right hand doesn't know. Like, there's all this, you know, there were all these disconnects between departments because the place gets so big that nobody knows what the hell's going on anymore. And is that a little bit of what's happened over there? I don't know. I'm just asking.
We've got Ken in Medford with a football thought. Hi, Ken.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. Sony Michel, do you think it's time to give up on him, or is it our front line not giving him the holes?
So, both. Michel sucked and blew last week. He's kind of sucked and blown all year.
I would say so, too, yeah. And I mean, the fact that they pulled him out of the game tells you plenty.
I mean, they must really hate Damian Harris. Just must despise him.
He's a healthy scratch each and every week. I think he's played two games sparingly.
And now it's like too late, don't you think?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? It just feels like a waste of a third-round pick. And people will argue, well, you know, look at James White. He started slow. They barely played him. Like, this just, with as bad as the offense has been, can you give the kid a shot? Maybe you get a spark somehow, a little bit.
Or you spark Sony Michel.
Yeah.
You wake him up. You've lost your job.
Well, if he's not awake by now, they pulled his ass off the field in the first quarter last week.
How many times they got to yank him? I don't know.
I mean, they put Burkhead in the game, and the first play Burkhead was in, they ran a run to the left side where Burkhead ran harder on his one touch than Michel did on his six.
Okay, off-air show tonight. We have an off-air show, myself and Big Jim Murray.
That's right.
Big Jim Murray on the off-air show, Facebook Live, presented by Ace Ticket. That comes your way at 6. Next is the final word.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody,
Jimbo.
One piece of sound to get to here. That is another edition of
when producers aren't listening. Tell me we got this.
Of course, this is what we got.
Thank you.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Belichick versus Brady twice a year. Please take Lord. I promise I'll never swear again. Whatever you want. Oh my God. Twice a year, Brady. And so like a division team twice a year, Brady versus Bill.
Playing for Coach Flo?
Oh, I don't care who he plays for. Brady versus Bill. Brady versus Bill.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Twice a year.
I don't know that it'll ever
happen.
And
if you get real lucky, another time in the playoffs.
Okay, that whole thing with the clause in the contract that you can't franchise me. Do you have the heart to do it?
I still think L.A.'s the best spot. Oh, you could launch TB12 out there, L.A., new stadium. Oh, the whole thing. L.A.'s perfect.
I don't know if you play him, though. You're not guaranteed to play him on the schedule.
Next year? Chargers?
Okay, are they?
No, I'm saying for him, LA's the best.
I don't care about him. I care about me. Me.
Next year, they're at the Chargers.
Clearly.
Me. Me and the show. Twice a year. Oh, go in the division. Go to Miami. Twice a year.
Maybe three times if Miami makes the playoffs, because they would with Brady, right?
On that note, here is an update, and we will come right back with your calls.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
What was the gap in time there, Stu?
It was a minute.
It was a minute? That's right on the borderline.
It's close.
Yeah, after a minute, it's really you're allowed to repeat.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, the audience is constantly changing as we go. Yeah. You know, so I think that, you know, sometimes you just want to repeat it for emphasis.
Yeah, you got to reset.
Yep, got to reset.
I was fine with calling myself out on it. I screwed up.
Thank you, Stu.
Won't be the last time.
Here comes the buzzard. What?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. I don't want to sound like
we also need material for the final word, so there's that.
I don't want to sound like the Patriots cartel, but Jimmy, it wasn't. Don't worry, it wasn't. Wasn't that bad. We're going to get to the latest from Roger Goodell and what it means for the Patriots as this thing sounds like it's dragging out a little bit. Not too good.
You get a cold, Pac-Man?
I got a little something going on.
I'll say that, you know, R. Kenny said it's not too good with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, right.
So what is that?
He's all busted up about it.
He's like beaming.
Goodell said it might not even be done this year. And Jones couldn't stand up for a while.
Look at him. He can barely contain himself.
Should be fun tonight.
Seriously, yeah, good luck. Okay, tomorrow's just a Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
And we'll be here for it. See you then, Anthony.
Bye.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.